The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And now, it's time for Radio Jobline with your host, Scott Possessor, right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Saturday afternoon between 2 and 3 p.m. or Wednesday night between 8 and 9 p.m. We're here for you every week to talk about your career, how to get a job, how to be successful in the workplace, how to be a better engaged employee, more persuasive, how to communicate better. We also talk about sectors of the job market. Recently, we talked about environmental engineering, which got a lot of play on our LinkedIn post. So I guess people found that much more interesting even than we thought, Kenny.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing a thing on insurance coming up with Jerry Dolan. Jerry Dolan, by the way, was a COVID long hauler, and his career fell into disarray from COVID. And he's going to be able to walk us through how he did that and how he survived it and everything. And it went on for like 6 months, Kenny.
Definitely want to stay tuned for that one.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of great the way he did it, the way he made it anyway. But today, we're going to talk about a woman who actually has fans on our show. We get fan mail about Maria Fry all the time. She's the president and executive consultants of New York Corp. She's the CEO ECNY Foundation and executive director of CareerMapLI.org. That sounds kind of new. Can you give us a little more on Maria?
The wonderful Maria Fry is the creator of the ECNY Job Search Bootcamp, a program that has assisted over 4,500 Long Islanders in attaining employment. Maria works with and creates programming for high school students to C-suite professionals for government, private, and educational institutions and organizations. Whether it's through her job search bootcamp programs, LinkedIn crash courses, or other training seminars, her organization helps lead people to achieving their occupational goals to thrive, not just to survive.
Maria, welcome to Radio Jobline.
Hello there. How's everyone doing?
Just fine. It's been a long time, Maria.
It has been too long. Thank you for having me back.
Of course. Of course. So tell us how everything is going. I know you do this fabulous boot camp, and we'll let you tell us all about it for people that are just not in the know, Maria, and don't know about it. But I just wanted to share with you that one of our listeners wrote to me recently and goes, yeah, when are you going to have Maria Fry back on? And I'm like, wow, you know, I mean, that's pretty unusual that somebody would do that. So we immediately hustled and got you back on the calendar.
Thank you.
But how's it been going? I know you had to switch over to virtual along with the rest of us, you know, to give the boot camp. So did that have any kind of an adverse impact?
Actually, it's had a positive impact, and I have my metrics. You know, I'm the KPI queen, so
right.
I have some numbers here that are going to blow you away. You know, we the biggest concern I had was, will we connect with people the same way as we do when we are face-to-face? And that is a big part of how boot camp works. We connect with people. We become a family. They're not afraid to tell us what they're thinking. They're not afraid to ask questions that they think are silly, because there are no silly questions, just the ones unasked. So just to give you an idea, we did three boot camps back to back in 2020. Actually, we did more than that, but the last three that we did, of course, everything was over, you know, via Zoom, which was definitely something very, very new to us.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we didn't know how to utilize Zoom, but, you know, again, it's the connection piece. And the numbers were three times greater than what we achieved face-to-face.
Wow.
So just to give you a couple of, you know, little tidbits of information, the landing rate or the job attainment rate within the eight-week program was 34%. This is during COVID.
Right.
Then we had 71% of the individuals participating in our programs were actively interviewing, and we accumulated 320 interviews within the 24-week program, all three programs put together, basically. And that number increased after 2 weeks to 431 interviews.
Wow. Maria, this
Isn't
is amazing.
But to
what do you attribute all of that positivity?
You know what? Here's something that I realized about working remotely and doing programming remotely. People are comfortable. People don't have to rush from work. You know, we have a lot of underemployed individuals, even just fully employed individuals that want to, you know, pivot, make a change in their career. So what happened is that I think people just felt like, you know, I don't have to rush home and then rush to boot camp, because in many cases, you know, we had people driving from Manhattan to Long Island, to Stony Brook, to be in the boot camp. And so that's a big problem. You know, that's something significant. And so people were, you know, comfortable. We told them, hey, we know it's around dinner time. Feel free, mute yourself and eat.
Right.
But participate. And people really took us up on that. So, you know, people felt comfortable. What we did also is, you know, we created like a buddy program. We created private LinkedIn groups for each one of the boot camps. And basically, we connected people that are in similar industries that can help each other and also hold each other, you know, accountable. So I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah, it sounds like it's getting more and more and more sophisticated as the years go on. Maria, now let's back up the truck just 1 minute. You know, we'll put the rear lights on. The reason being, a lot of people may not know about the boot camp. They may be listening to Jobline for the first time. Maybe they haven't seen, you know, your emails that go out or your connections that have already taken the program. So back us up, you know, to the history, you know, of how this wonderful program started, what the goal was, what sort of goals, what sort of achievements you had, maybe even some great success stories, Maria. Catch everybody up.
Yeah, so this program actually started because of a college student from Penn State that I was asked to help find an opportunity here on Long Island. And we actually sat down together, and I was very opposed to it at the beginning because my background was in corporate operations. I worked with executives. I really wasn't sure how to work with a college student. So I said yes as a favor. Mm-hmm. And I sat down with him and I started asking him questions and giving him some advice. And then I said, wait a minute, this is very similar to the advice I give my executives. So let me try something. And I started volunteering for the community, working with everyone, veterans, moms returning to the workforce, executives, high school students that were getting ready to graduate, college students. And I realized that there were a lot of common threads. And that's where the boot camp came from. It was a program that I created that where we didn't have to worry about screening people and, oh, if you're at this level, you have to be in this class, or you're, you know, if you're in this level. And the very first program that we did, at the time I was chairwoman of Dress for Success in Brookhaven. And the town of Brookhaven, actually, we worked with them, and that was how we launched. They were kind of like the, you know, the trailblazers for that.
When was that, Maria? When did this all start?
2010, 11, around there.
Right.
And I remember doing the first program and I said, all right, you know, this is kind of like a pilot. We'll see what happens. We'll see, you know, what we're doing. And of course, everything changes, you know, as technology changes, as the way that the workforce, you know, basically dictates. So a lot has changed since then. Success stories, my goodness. You know, I mean, we have testimonials from people, you know, congressmen, people in assembly, all the way to our down to our boot camp, which is not really a down thing, but, you know, across the board. And what I love is when someone, like, you know, a perfect example was a school teacher who had been in the same position for many years, and she was just so timid. She just really did not. She was so comfortable. She was afraid, but she took the boot camp. And one day she called me up and she goes, listen, I don't know what to do to try and get noticed. She's like, I'm sick of all these temp schooling jobs and temp teacher jobs. And I said, all right, well, I said, have you ever just thought about talking to one of the principals that you work with and just asking, what was your passion? You know, what drove you to go to, you know, down this path or to learn about this and to move up the ranks from a teacher all the way to a principal? And after she did, she cultivated a relationship, which is a huge word, cultivating relationships. I mean, two words, actually. And after that, they did have an opening and they thought of her. Why? Because she made sure that she was front of mind. And I think that's something that a lot of people don't realize. You need to stay, you know, front of mind, whether it be networking, even if it was an opportunity that you went on an interview for and it didn't work out. What are you doing to stay at the front of those people's minds? And, you know, that right there is, I think of so many stories. I think of so many individuals that have done so many things and people that have pivoted into their, you know, their passion. That's the other thing, too. So I always say this, there's nothing good about unemployment, except maybe this is the first opportunity that you have in your life, maybe. Maybe you've never been unemployed before. To to look at different industries, to look at things that maybe you wanted to do forever, but never had time to do.
Well, that means that there is something good about unemployment then. So we never knew it until today, but now we realize that it's a great time to reassess.
It really is. And, you know, I have people that have pivoted into so many different industries and have really taken a chance. And that's the thing. I think people do not take a chance. Take a chance, reach out to someone, have a conversation, you know, cultivate relationships with new people in industries that you want to work with. You know, ask them, you know, what would you say the top three core skills are to be able to work very well and be successful in this industry? Ask questions. Don't ask for a job. That's one thing I tell people all the time. Stop the whole asking for a job, because that right there puts people's back up against the wall. And that, you know, I truly believe that human beings do want to help, but sometimes they don't have the power to, and that will make the wall go up. And we don't want that to happen. We want them to be able to, you know, feel comfortable and have a great conversation. And again, cultivate that relationship, not just ask for something.
Yes. So tell us a little bit more about the actual boot camps themselves. So I know it's a number of sessions, Maria, refresh my memory, and also tell people what they will learn, you know, by attending the boot camp.
Absolutely. So it is 8 weeks long. I know it sounds like a long time, but we're currently in a boot camp right now. Week 7 will be Monday and tomorrow, that is. And I have to tell you, it is the most amazing thing in the world, because it really has evolved a great deal. Now, number one, you know, with COVID and everything, I really never thought we would be as connected to our boot campers as we are. And we really are. I mean, they have access to us day and night. We do so many different things. What do we cover? Everything you can imagine. Class one, of course, is the change management class. That's the class where we tell you, you know what, this is the deal. You have this opportunity. We are here to help you. It's up to you what you're going to do with it. But here are the boot camp rules, and we have very strict rules. If you miss more than one class, we kick you out. If you don't do your homework, we kick you out. Mm. There are so many rules. I think we're up to 11 rules now.
So, wow.
And I always say, you know, my tagline about boot camp is, it's a boot camp, not a day camp. I'm not here to hold your hand and to sugarcoat things and tell you it's going to be okay if you're not going to put the work in.
Right.
So what else do they learn? Let's see. So we go from change management to networking to LinkedIn. We basically do actually two full classes on LinkedIn. We cover everything, how to network on LinkedIn, obviously the profile, shutting down certain settings, interviewing techniques, resume writing, elevator pitch writing. Let's see what else. Interviewing, we said that before, negotiation skills. How to reach out to people that you've never reached out to before. Pretty much everything you can possibly imagine that bothers people and stresses them out. And those are questions that we've been asking for a long time. You know, we do our polls and we ask people, well, tell me, you know, what is this most stressful thing about the job search for you? And what we try to do is we take that, we simplify it, and then we give it right back.
Maria, it's been you know, really marvelous to watch this whole thing develop. I mean, we had you on Radio Jobline right at the beginning of our show, Maria. That was about more than 6 years ago. So you and then I didn't realize you were doing it for 4 or 5 years even before that. So that was because I thought it was kind of new when you came on Radio Jobline about 6 years ago. So it shows you that what I know. But since you've been doing it, it's gotten very much more sophisticated. And there's also been some connection with Microsoft, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Absolutely. Microsoft is one of our greatest supporters for our foundation and what it is that we do. Unfortunately, the Microsoft store is closed down, the majority of them anyway. I think we still have between 2 and 4. Nowhere near us, unfortunately. Every month we would do our boot camp alumni group meetings at a Microsoft store, and it was fantastic. We did a headshots and glam shots event where we had a full glam squad, hair people, photographers. It was just amazing.
Wow.
And so when Microsoft decided that they were going to close down their stores, they actually gave us $40,000 worth of computers. They donated that to our foundation.
Wow.
So we're really excited, because what that's going to afford us is, you know, once everyone is a little bit more open to going to places and doing things, we can take these computers to areas, to communities, and to students that may not have access to computers, and we can show them how to, you know, get on LinkedIn and do different things and, you know, apply to a job the right way.
Maria, we had an organization on the show not too long ago and some years ago as well. I'm very fond of it. It's called SeniorNet. Have you ever heard of them?
I have.
Okay. And we had Robin Gaston-Berger, I believe her name is, on the show, and we did a telethon. You know, like a telethon to get computers, used laptops for them, because they're dealing with, through Family Service League, they're dealing with a lot of people that whose students are being, you know, schooled at home, but that are, they're using a phone. They don't even have a laptop, you know. So it, you know, when I hear about this Microsoft's generosity, I wonder how you know, maybe you guys should connect when you get a next generation of computers, give your old ones to the people at CNET.
Sure. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, we're still working with Microsoft. I'm really excited to say that we're starting training again with Microsoft for our community, for our boot campers, for pretty much anyone in the community that wants to learn. We're going to be doing some Excel classes. We're going to be doing more teamworks. And I think it's important, you know, people need to stay, you know, up with what's going on out there. You know, a lot of companies are using Teams. It's very secure. It's an alternative to Zoom. We actually, our foundation board uses Teams. They recently set us up with Teams accounts for all of our board members, and they've been fantastic. They really have. And their offerings, you know, these classes are magnificent. You know, they really are tremendous. We've done them, I don't even know how many times now. They've taught so many different things. But to have their partnership and their support is extraordinary.
So, Maria, let's do a little sidebar. Do you think we're finally coming back now? Do you feel the job market is, forget this, these statistical numbers, you know, do you feel like the job market is now fertile where it wasn't, say, 3-4 months ago?
I definitely think there's something going on that's good, because over the last 2 weeks, I had 4 individuals that had more than one job offer, including 2 that had accepted contract opportunities, and then we had to back out because they got full-time offers as well. Mm. So it has been, you know, what I say about the job search is that it's feast or famine, and that also depends on how much effort you're putting into it. If you're really putting your effort into it every single day, and you're not just one of, we call them serial appliers, that, you know, you wake up in the morning, you apply to 50 jobs on Monster or Career Builder, and then you go to the beach, that's not a job search.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a job search. A job search is multifaceted, as human beings are.
Yeah.
You know, so what we need to do is we need to make sure that we're touching upon all the different facets. You know, are we networking right? Are we participating on, yes, you know what, the events are Zoom now. You know, they're on Zoom. We do all these different things in Zoom, but are you participating? Are you connecting with people? Are you strategizing, you know, to look at your resume and to say, okay, you know something, I really would like to go into this industry. What am I lacking? This is a great time to take classes. Coursera, that's another phenomenal site. Mm-hmm. And especially with the Department of Labor and New York State allowing people on unemployment. And I'm not sure, it might be other people as well, to utilize that service. The things you can learn on Coursera, it's just mind-blowing. And then MOOCs classes. That's another thing right there. These MOOCs classes are taught by people, you know, professors from Harvard and Yale and all these places, and they're short. That's the great thing about it. It's 30 minutes. So what are you doing with your time? Are you sitting in front of the TV, or are you really immersing yourself in this process so you can get the best opportunity, something that makes you happy, and move along faster?
Yeah, we've noticed something too, Maria. We with LinkedIn especially, we actually posted our radio show after it airs the 2 times here at LI News Radio. It's then available, you know, by SoundCloud, and we send it to the guest. And but we actually been posting it on our LinkedIn account, on my personal LinkedIn account, and Kenny does it with the rest of our platforms. And I am shocked. I mean, we'll get as many as 2,000 extra listens just from the LinkedIn post. That is above and beyond the broadcast and above and beyond the live streaming. So LinkedIn is turning out to be a place that we never thought would be a great avenue for the radio show, but it's turning out to be an amazing avenue for the radio show.
I agree 100%. You know, I'm connected to a lot of movers and shakers on LinkedIn, and, you know, that's something that I use when I go and I teach LinkedIn to high school students. So it's always fun trying to show them. I'm like, oh, you see this individual, they're a leader in their industry. They don't care. Once they see somebody like a Tim Tebow, then all of a sudden, like, you're connected to Tim. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, well, how?
Mm.
And I said, it's called networking.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And they, you know, the funny thing is it changes their mind, and that's when they start to really look into it. But, you know, like anything else, it's an effort. You know, when people were first learning how to utilize Facebook, it was the same scenario. You know, they didn't know everything about it. they just knew that it was a place to go and kind of share. And then they learned about the emojis and this and that. And, oh, look, what if I do this? What happens? And all these different things. LinkedIn is the same thing. But you know what? It adds value. It adds value to you, to your network, to opportunities in the future, not just now.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot more about content, and we're going to get into that in the next part of the show, Maria. We got a news break coming up. You're listening to Radio Jobline with Scott Possessor and Ken Connolly. We're here for you every week to talk about your career. If you have an idea for Radio Jobline and would like to be on the show, you can write to me, scottp118@gmail.com, or directly to Kenny. You'll probably get a faster audience.
kenny.radiojobline@gmail.com.
Okay. And so like I said, if you have a thought and that you'd like it to be on the show, or you yourself would like to be a guest on the show or have a great experience to share with us on the radio, you can call in, as Maria has done today, at scottp118@gmail.com. We got the news break coming up. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back with Maria Fry.
And now, welcome back to Radio Jobline with your host, Scott Possessor, right here on LI News Radio.
And welcome back to Radio Jobline, everybody, with Scott Possessor and myself, Kenny C., Ken Connolly. And first and foremost, we want to give a big shout out. In the place of Mike Casale, we have Joe
Adelman.
Adelman. Excuse me for that. In his place, and we really appreciate Joe helping us out today. Before we get back to our wonderful guest, Maria Fry, since they were talking about LinkedIn in the first segment, I thought it was pretty funny. This week, I went on my personal experience on LinkedIn, and all I did was go in and change from intern to intern slash co-host, because I've been with Scott going on almost a year now, next May, or this May. And all I did was change that, and I didn't realize he was going to post it to everybody and alert everybody that I had this, they would think I had this new position as a co-host on the station, and everybody was commenting, congrats, congrats. Even John Caracciola, shout out to him, the owner of the station, commented. And I talked to Scott today. I'm like, Scott, all I did was change this. I didn't expect so much feedback. It's much appreciated, but I just thought that was pretty funny.
Shows you have fans out there, Ken.
Yeah, exactly. And before we get back to Maria, just have a couple pieces of business. BizShout, socially promote yourself or your business, is a promotional and advertising platform in social media that combines the cultures and services of Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, sharing a new business casual environment to uniquely promote content through entertaining shouts. For their first service, they designed a creative resume to help users potentially land their dream job five times greater by showcasing their elevator pitch and demonstration videos in a handsomely designed portfolio and searchable database. Joining BizShout and designing a creative resume are free at BizShout.com, spelt with two Z's. Build yours today for faster placement. Scott and I both have one. It's a great way to promote your own personal brand and get out there in the job world and get that dream job that you so desire. The next piece of business, imagine unlocking your greatest potential by being challenged and inspired while surrounding yourself with like-minded professionals. You can make that a reality today by being part of Moving Forward Strategies, Long Island's premier personal and professional training experience. Moving Forward Strategies is a first-of-its-kind company that focuses on creating a community of leaders who seek customized training experiences to help them propel forward both personally and professionally. Find out more at www.movingforwardstrategies.com. That's created by Joe Campolo and Donna Sirianni. Business owners, business leaders, definitely check that out. And now back to your wonderful host, Scott Possessor.
Thank you, Kenny. Maria, have you heard that Moving Forward Strategies at all?
I have. I actually know Joe. We do some work together on the Entrepreneur's Edge Committee at the College of Business at Stony Brook. I'm sorry. I'm on so many different committees and boards, I can't even remember.
Well, the reason I brought it up was because, you know, in a way, you two kind of remind me of each other. I mean, Joe is out there doing everything he can to help small businesses, any kind of businesses, medium-sized businesses. He gives his own time, Maria. He's just one of these givers, and he's actually a fixture here on LI News Radio, he's on Jay Oliver's show quite often. But we love to have Joe on. Joe is one of the Long Island. But you guys are starting to remind me of each other. You know, you go out of your way for the people of Long Island. You use all your knowledge, all your connections, all your resources, you know, everything you've got, Maria, to help Long Islanders. And so the two of you should get some kind of a joint award. I'll see what I can come up with. Anyway, great. It's a great program they have, that Moving Forward Strategies. And while it has nothing to do with job hunting, that's you. That's Maria Fry territory. But it's still useful. And it was very useful in the pandemic to so many people. We were very heartened by the stats you gave us this morning, Maria, about all the great work you did even during the pandemic with job hunters and not having to do it in person. It worked out just as well, if not better, when you did it virtually. So, let's move ahead. I mean, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about was we didn't give anybody any indication of where they might learn more about your fabulous boot camps, when the next one might be, so on and so on. So let's give Maria a website.
Sure. It is ecnycorp.com.
Okay. And if they click there, they'll be able to click directly into they'll see a big...
They'll see a calendar at the bottom, and they can also sign up. If they sign up for our e-news blast, then they will see when the next programs are coming up, and they will be notified much faster and quicker because they fill within about 24 to 48 hours, the max.
Right. So you better get on that list is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Now, one of the things you also mentioned, Maria, that I often talk about here on the show, and I'd like to do it with my career as well, is consulting. Okay. It's a great thing to hang out a shingle when you've lost your job and do some of the same work you were doing before. Perhaps it's a great way to meet people too. Certainly make a few bucks, a few shekels, you know, while you're collecting unemployment or not collecting unemployment, whatever your particular situation is. So I'm kind of curious about your take on this, Maria. Do you encourage people to hang out a shingle?
Absolutely, every day, all the time. And you know what? ECMY is exactly that. We're a consulting firm. Bottom line is, you know, a lot of individuals feel, and I felt the same way, coming from a corporate background, all I wanted was that corporate opportunity where you had your benefits, your 401k, your this, your that. I didn't realize what I could accumulate opportunity-wise as a consultant. Mm-hmm. You know, here's the reality. The reality, and you know this, obviously, you know, you can ask for a lot more per hour. That's for sure. Mm. And, you know, it's funny because people always ask me, they're like, well, I don't know what to ask for. And, you know, I have a pretty easy equation or, you know, basic philosophy about how you can do that. If you take everything that you made in a year, your compensation every year, the 401k contribution, what your company contributed medical expense-wise, anything else, maybe they gave you an annual bonus, take that all together, add it all up, and basically break it down. And break it down by month, by week, by day, by hour. And then after that, add another 20%. Hmm. Now you're a consultant. And that's where the best figure is. And, you know, it's funny because I consistently do that to see where we are. And, of course, you know, we've been around for a lot longer. So, we may demand a higher hourly rate. But you know what? It's a great way for people to get started. It's a great way to add a little bit more dimension, not just to your resume, your LinkedIn profile. You know, people feel that you pivot a lot easier as a consultant. You know, as a consultant, there's a lot of things you may not know about, you know, the organization you're going into. So what it shows me is that you're open to learning, you're open to listening, you're open to trying new things. And you just never know when that part-time gig is going to turn into a full-time one either.
Do you incorporate that now into the boot camp, Maria? A little bit perhaps about how to market yourself as a consultant? Has that become part of the program?
Yes, a big part of it, and that's also why bootcamp is now, I'm sorry, LinkedIn is now 2 days, two full classes. So that's 6 hours of LinkedIn. That's 6 hours of LinkedIn, and that's part of what we, you know, what we cover and what we talk about and, you know, the strategy behind it and how you want to perceive yourself, how you want to put yourself out there. How do you want people to look at you? What do you want to, you know, what do you want to say? What do you want them to understand about your skill sets, your core competencies, what you bring to the table? You know, for example, someone that may be in marketing, digital marketing, and they're unemployed. Well, you know what? Do you know how many small companies there are out there that cannot afford a full-time digital marketer but are willing to bring you on and pay you your hourly rate because there's no benefits attached to it. There's no, there's nothing. Mm. It's just, you do this for me, I'll pay you, we're finished, that's it. So it's a wonderful opportunity, and I can't even tell you how many of my my boot campers have actually turned to full-time consulting.
That's amazing. And, you know, one thing that's going to help them and really everybody that's out there with their own network connections, I'm sure you already talk about this, Maria, is content marketing. I'm trying to get all of my recruiters. We have 15 recruiters at our firm. And I write articles for our Executive Alliance Thought Leadership Team, which we're going to launch with our new website, which has been great. I'm writing for LIBN now, but I post them on LinkedIn, and they get so many views. It's unbelievable. I just posted a job about resume writing using the bullets off the job description, and it got 4,000 hits on my account, but of the 15 of us that posted it, it got like 100,000 hits. It's unbelievable to me, how much response is out there. But I think the reason, Maria, is people are used to seeing me out there constantly posting something. So whether I'm posting on this radio program, or I'm posting an article I've written, or just a small, very little piece about something cute or funny that happened recently, people are used to seeing my name. So do you push people to write articles and put up posts, Maria, and even repost other people's stuff just to get their names out there?
Yes, without question. And you know something, here's two things. Number one, you're perceived as a subject matter expert. So that's something that's really critical. You know, people don't want to see one post and then 20 months later, something else. The person that is consistently posting, and not like crazy posting, mm-hmm. 15 a day, even if it's like, you know, two a week, these are the people that get noticed. The other thing is, become a LinkedIn published author. Don't just post little things that you're writing, little blogs, this and that. Actually become a LinkedIn published author. If you go into your homepage on LinkedIn, it gives you the option to do that. And it really is a phenomenal thing. Number one, it stays on your profile forever unless you delete it. The second thing is, you can always update what it is you're talking about and basically just make little changes. And now it's being circulated even more so. So, you know, a quick story, if I have just
please
a moment,
do. Yes, you have 9 minutes. Please do.
Yes. Okay. So I actually had someone reach out to me once. I like to post motivational quotes every single week. And this gentleman from Texas reached out to me. He goes, "Hey, what's going on with the Monday post, the motivational post?" And I was like, "Who is this guy? Mm-hmm. What is going on here?" Mm-hmm. So I reached out to him and I said, "What's going on?" He said to me, "Well, you know, I kind of use it." And I said, "For what?" He said, "I use your Monday motivational post to motivate my sales team every single Monday." I said to him, I was like, "Are you kidding?" I was like, "You don't even know me." He goes, "No, we don't know you, but everybody knows Maria Fry and her motivational posts." And
there you go.
Oh my goodness. Well, the funny thing was, 3 months later, well, it wasn't funny, it was quite sad, but 3 months later, the entire team was let go, and I got a phone call from this individual. He said, "Would you provide out placement services for us?" So you know what? You never know what's going to come your way, but the thing is, if people are not seeing you out there on a regular basis, they're not going to take you seriously. Anybody can come up with something great once in a while. The person that does this consistently is a person that is, again, viewed as a subject matter expert, and people are more likely to pick up the phone or email you on LinkedIn or email you to find out more and to possibly hire you.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at a couple of other posts. I'm actually pretty good with LinkedIn. I'm not too disciplined, you know, with a lot of the social media platforms and so on, Maria. Mm-hmm. But with LinkedIn, I do pay a lot of attention. And I remember seeing a post, it was about 2 weeks ago. It was the executive vice president of one of the aerospace companies on Long Island, quite large, very successful aerospace company. Mm-hmm. And he put up a post about this really cool, you know, contract that the company got to work on the F-18A, you know, some really cool thing that they were doing. And I just made a little comment, you know, about it, because I know him. I know his reputation. And he responded. You know,
yeah.
And so here I am talking to the executive vice president of a $17 billion global aerospace company. And he's just like one on one. We're just talking, you know, like private messaging. And so you never know who's going to respond and what you're going to find. I just think LinkedIn is just so multifaceted. There's so many things to do on it. Maria, could you spend another minute, please, on that LinkedIn published author thing again? Tell us again how you do that and what you get out of it.
So on your homepage, not your profile page. So what happens is, once you create a LinkedIn profile, if LinkedIn feels that your profile is at a good level. Mm-hmm. In other words, it has enough information. When you sign in, instead of it going to your profile, it starts going to your homepage. Your homepage is where your feed is also.
Right.
So at the very top of that page is where you can post. You can start a poll. You can create like a motivational quote thing like I do every Monday. And you can become a LinkedIn published author, among a few other things. Becoming a LinkedIn published author is fantastic on LinkedIn. My advice to people on doing this is when you click on create or publish article, what you do is create it in a Word document first and make sure that your grammar, everything is good. Mm. The other thing is pictures are very important. My advice to people out there is, you know, make sure that whatever you use, something like a Pixabay or something where there's free art and you can put some of that in there as well. Or you can go to Canva, C-A-N-V-A. You could create a free account with Canva and create different things like I do. And then start writing in that Word document. When you're happy, then transfer that copy and paste it over to the LinkedIn published author page, that little bar there. And the next thing you know, it goes out. You know, the coolest thing about it is that it really does generate a lot of buzz. And, the people that you have access to, it's extraordinary. I actually had a young man reach out to me from Denmark when he read one of my, I think it was the last article that I had published. And he said to me, my goodness, he's like, you know, I've been thinking about doing X, Y, and Z for so long, and I was so afraid. And then I read your article, and he said, it really pushed me to believe that I can do this. And you know what? That's what it's really all about. And to have fans from all over the world, that's the coolest thing in the world. That is absolutely phenomenal.
I know.
That is phenomenal.
The same thing happened with us. So we had a person, I'm not 100% sure if it was Scotland or England, but we had somebody from the UK contact us about Radio Jobline. And I'm going, what is this person who is, 8,000 miles away? I don't know where the hell he is. I mean, as the crow flies. I mean, I don't even know how to get there. But if you're in Scotland, what are you doing listening to a Long Island radio show? But now that these radio shows stream, Maria, through the streaming services, they're getting far more play than they were through broadcasting, I think. Broadcasting is probably not the number one way anymore, or if it's sort of, the gap has been closed by other methods of streaming and so on. But this person was in another country and just listened to Radio Jobline every week, and I couldn't believe it. It was just so shocking to me. We've also had people from Texas. For some reason, we're big in Texas. People call us all the time, write to us. I'm down here in Amarillo, Texas, and I'm like, well, what's it like down there? You know, I'd love to know what it's really like, you know, in other parts of the country as far as job hunting and business and so on. So I've been learning a lot from people, but once again, the LinkedIn's global reach and certainly national reach helps you connect with people that you never had a chance to connect with before LinkedIn was around.
It's extraordinary. And we actually, I do a lot of like Facebook Lives and things like that. And it was funny. I had an individual from the UK who now lives on the Greek islands. And he was someone I went to private school with in Europe a long time ago. He watched the whole thing. And I said to him, I was like, it's like 7 hours ahead where you are right now. What are you doing? He's like, it was awesome. He's like, you know, you said this and you said that. And it's so in line with what we're experiencing in Europe as well. And so, you know, that whole, our tagline is workforce development is economic development. And we really believe that. And it's across the board. And when you think about it, we're not going through this alone. So the things that we teach here, and we're talking about on Long Island, they apply everywhere. They do. I mean, even with boot camp now, with it being virtual, the amount of individuals that we have that are reaching out, it's funny. We were doing a boot camp last year with the town of Islip, and they called me up and they said, hey, you know, we have a whole bunch of people calling from all over the country to get into this boot camp. I said, put them on the wait list. You know, it's locals first, your constituents first. And if we have any room, which we never do, then we'll figure that out. But, you know, we were getting closer to the double digits with that.
Wow. And, you know, Maria, I have to ask you, have you contemplated or have you started yet a podcast?
I am working on a podcast. I am working on a whole bunch of different things, and that's something I want to talk to you with offline.
All right. We could do that anytime. Also, Kenny and I are going to share a little trick that Hillary Topper gave us, Maria, that may be of use to your folks as well. When we post, sometimes we would post something in advance. So like next week, you know, we're going to have Maria Fry on the show, right? So we would do that post in advance, mm-hmm. and we wouldn't get much play. We get 50 views, you know, one or two likes. That's nothing.
Right.
And then we started posting after the show. And we said, "Did you miss?" Mm-hmm. Now, and this was not my idea, so I can't take credit for it. I'm going to give credit where it's due to Hillary Topper, who's a fabulous PR lady and a great business person, and she's got a podcast and all the great stuff. But she said, "Just try this, you know, with Did You Miss?" So we put up a post for Did You Miss last week's job line, and all mm-hmm. of a sudden we went 700, 800, 900, 1100. I mean, it went right through the roof. So certain things like that. Are, you know, you don't know until you've tried it, you know, but we're getting more play with our Did You Miss LinkedIn mm-hmm. posts than we ever got before.
We use the same thing, the same tactic. And it's funny because you also gain so many more followers because now they start following you permanently and they click that little follow button on your profile page. And sometimes they reach out to connect with you. So it really is fantastic. And, you know, you actually mentioned something before about other platforms, LinkedIn and Twitter. Actually, LinkedIn has this ability to share information that you have that you're posting on LinkedIn on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So if you look at your settings on your profile page and it's at the very top, basically what it'll allow you to do is put your Twitter handle in there. And then when you're going to share things, once that's approved, you put your password in there, you do that whole authentication or whatever it's called thing, you can actually share on Twitter what it is that you're posting on LinkedIn. Yep. And it's when I mm-hmm. say to you, as easy as a 1, 2, 3 click, is fantastic.
I know. We've found the same thing, and it's fabulous the way they work together. We're out of time, Maria. Thank you so much for being with us today, and congratulations on all the fabulous work you do for Long Islanders and the success of this boot camp. And what you've done with it is amazing, Maria. Please come back and keep talking to us.
Thanks so much.
All right. You've been listening to Radio Jobline with Scott Possessor and Ken Connolly. We're going to be back for you next week. We have another great show. Do you happen to know what the show is, Ken?
Scott Nicholson talking about next generational leadership.
Leadership. We have a whole new generation of leaders we have to teach. So we'll be back for you next week. Have a great week, everyone. Happy hunting.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.